Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Inquirer says this would bring $242 million to the school district of Philadelphia this year and $1.4 billion over the next 7 years. To do what? To do what with this clown show that we see here? God, they haven't started taking off days yet because it was a drop over 85 degrees, that group. This is vengeance. It's bigger than just the taxation part of this. Now, Senate Republicans might do a bit to start it. These are the very same people, though, who want all this money, to steal all this money, yet they will not allow school vouchers, and they will not allow cyber charters, and they artificially limit the number of charters that can be in any school district or the number of kids that can be in any school district going to charter schools. Why is that? Because the public schools don't work in places like Philadelphia, and they're not going to work. There is no way they're going to work. And the reasons are obvious why they haven't worked. You know, back in the day, maybe 30 or 40 years ago, they were decent. And you have pockets of schools in Philadelphia that have a lot of parental involvement, fundraising, and even those, they've eroded now. They've taken away gifted and talented schools. They've watered them down under what? Equity. Here's another example of public schools. Pensbury. Their school board is in the halls of infamy. How many times have they been sued? We can go back and tell you, and big lawsuits have been won against them. Now they're involved, the Delaware Valley Journal says today, Pensbury. Remember they had that guy, that obnoxious solicitor? Sit down, Mr. Daly. Sit down, Mr. Daly. Well, he's gone. Daly's involved again in this, though, Dan. They, under, even against their own rules, Dan, in Pensbury, in this big Freedom of Information Act, because of a film attacking Thanksgiving that was shown, they now say teachers are not required to submit lesson plans in the formal sense. They put up online on Canvas like one sentence, show film. What? Yeah, well, tell us about it. And isn't it supposed to be? Now, Wolfman Hack, the former governor, vetoed all this. Remember, the push was to say parents would like to see what the lesson plans are online where they could easily get it, and then have their questions answered. How can you have a school district defending the idea? They're not going to show you any stinking lesson plans. This one, of course, told us how vile the Pilgrims were, all the stuff that you would expect on Thanksgiving.
What a topic.
Yeah.
I was drawing finger puppets of turkeys.
Yeah, I will. I'll find the name of it here. Delaware Valley Journal did a good job of the name of the film and the culprits.
You're done, Mr.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, Mr. Marshall. You're done. You are done.
I will sue you as well.
You're done.
That's that school district, right? After months of right-to-know requests, denials, and appeals to the State Office of Open Records, Daly and Rivera, Mr. Daly, discovered the Pennsbury District no longer uses lesson plans, and they have a board policy which requires lesson plans be followed. And that still does not stop them. I'm looking at the name of the film. Let's see. Pennsbury parent Jesse Rivera wasn't happy when he learned his eighth grade son's teacher had shown the class controversial video claiming the Thanksgiving holiday was the result of the slaughter of Native Americans. It was particularly concerning to Rivera, who's partially descended from the Teano tribe. So he and fellow parent Tim Daly made right-to-know requests to the school board, which they kind of laugh at here. They say that my main concern was student came home and said we learned a real reason for Thanksgiving was the slaughter of Native Americans. And it was a victory party done by Lincoln because of killing Native Americans. Lincoln wanted to celebrate. Who knew? Lincoln! Oh, my God. And I was immediately taken aback. We were able to find the video from Teen Vogue. Oh, there's a great source. The true meaning behind Thanksgiving. The teacher listed it as, sorry, kids, to ruin your Thanksgiving, but you probably need to know this. When asked, the teacher and principal told Rivera that students would not be given a true version of events, only the alternate view. And that's a bit disturbing to me as a parent. Wait a minute, Dan. This Pennsbury School District is cuckoo. We know that over the years. They've been right up there. They're up there with Philadelphia Public Schools. There's two or three others that have just been outrageous. But you're showing a film saying that Lincoln created Thanksgiving as a victory celebration because of how many Native Americans over the course of time were murdered.
I think I have the video.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow. If there are any, Teen Vogue recommends it. They also recommend abortion at 14, but that's another story. Go ahead.
Happy Thanksgiving, America. I'm Donna, and I'm here with my friends to tell you the real history behind this holiday. Growing up, I knew that what they told you in school about Thanksgiving wasn't true. That's not the true story. The true story behind Thanksgiving was, after every killing of a whole village, these European settlers celebrated it, and they called it Thanksgiving. But it wasn't until Abraham Lincoln became president that it became an official holiday.
He ordered 38 Dakota men to be hung for war crimes
after the sacred holiday Christmas.
We take this time to remember our elders who lost their lives due to what really happened. Usually my mom makes a Native American dish for us and we pray.
Growing up, I would be kind of annoyed that they didn't know what actually happened on Thanksgiving and that they're actually celebrating the deaths of many people and many tribes that were lost.
Whether it's to give thanks or to be with your family, you should learn how the holiday was established in the first place.
I'm thankful for being born indigenous to this continent.
I'm thankful that I still have my culture.
I'm thankful that my elders kept our culture alive all these years.
I'm thankful to be indigenous, resilient, and alive.
I'm thankful for us all to be able to stand together, stand strong, and stand as one.
Happy Thanksgiving, America.
Yes!
We flipped the table at the end.
Thanks God. Thank God we have that Pennsbury School District. Thank God we have them. Dan, how many times have they been sued? How many of them have been kicked around? How much of the budget? And yet those maniacs out there in Pennsbury still want to have more of this. Thank you for finding that. That is a real keeper. You find a column at Delaware Valley Journal because nobody else here digs down like they do. My God, it takes your breath away. So they're celebrating. This was a facsimile of celebrations after they murder people. And they thought, why not make all that murdering into a holiday? And Abe Lincoln comes along. Yes, that's a great idea. As perverted as this stuff gets to be, now bringing Abraham Lincoln into it, going down this path to see Lincoln as somebody who would be engaged in this. And you don't have to put this in a lesson plan in detail, that we're going to be showing this, and here are the reasons why. Now, you would think parents would want to know about this. We see all the time that people get to opt out of various lessons, often on the left, or things like the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay. Maybe.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You want to opt out of this lesson, this craziness in Pensbury. 855-839-1210. So this alleged coalition now coming forward, we're talking billions and billions and billions of dollars. So I thought about it. You know, this is what they want. Would they take a deal? They get their billions for a few years here, and they give school choice. No, they want it both ways. They want to tell us all they need is more money, but they want to hold kids and parents hostage. That's exactly what they want to do. Otherwise, this rotten system would collapse. A system where you don't have to submit lesson plans, as far as I can tell, based on this film that Dan just played. I mean, you heard the nonsense involved with this. It's beyond laughable, even. It's a double, triple bank shot that they're playing here. You know, it's one thing to say, well, look, maybe it wasn't quite like that with the Native Americans and the Pilgrims. Maybe Thanksgiving didn't happen in that way. We've seen that for years. Okay. But to say this was a holiday created because of the killing of Native Americans and then celebrating, and then somehow or another it morphs into one of our most sacred holidays. Thank God they're showing that there in Pensburg. How do they get away with this? What kind of maniacs out there would vote for a school board that clearly is behind this? I mean, I've never really in a granular level looked at Pensbury to see what's so distorted there. But there's any number of these school districts that have elected people to these school boards in Montgomery County, Bucks County, and the like that seem to go off on this stuff. And they want to hide it at the same time. I mean, why not say we're proud of this? We know something that you don't know. Do you know, Dom, that they didn't celebrate when they were killing Native Americans? Do you know if Lincoln was in that and loved it? Let's kill more Native Americans. Let's have a Thanksgiving for killing them. That's what it's about. Not for what we believe Thanksgiving's about. No, not at all. How many other great lessons are going on out there in Pennsbury to show the real truth about this country? And by the way, if you want to be indigenous and all that, knock yourself out. I just don't think you ought to be getting any government benefits, any privileges of being a citizen and all that. Go be an indigenous. Go be in some indigenous territory. That's fine. Then just don't bother us. But it seems to be you can be indigenous, that claim, attack this country, and yet want all the benefits. 855-839-1210. Pretty disturbing film at the eighth grade level. I bet maybe even younger ages. You would think there would be a lesson plan on it. Or maybe that's the reason why there's not a lesson plan. I don't know. Things may have changed where there's no lesson plan required. But I thought we were getting to a point that parents demand that the lesson plan be put up online so they could easily track this stuff and say, oh, yeah, it's normal stuff, or I may differ with this, but wow. I wonder if Philadelphia shows that film. I wonder how many other school districts might show it. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
Developing on social media, Governor Murphy's making a, quote, major announcement. Watch live. A lot of people, commenters, are wondering if he's going to resign. The resignation question mark? A bunch of people, but no, he's just announcing that John Hoffman, former acting New Jersey Attorney General and General Counsel at Rutgers University, is now an Associate Justice of the New Jersey Supreme Court.
Oh, my God. And he's got to make that
major announcement.
Major announcement. And, well, I'm glad you triggered me. I was going to save that next segment, but I'll mention it now. The work of Governor Murphy and two of his henchmen, these attorneys general, right? So we had Wildwood, we had Ocean City. That was a couple weekends ago. Then last weekend, and Dan, you weren't here, but you heard me get into it with that one woman.
Yeah.
From Gloucester Township, Mayor over there. Yes, there's a guy. His name is Mayor. Mayor. I know his first name's David. I don't go. It's Mayor. Anyhow.
Mayor.
Kind of like Catch 22.
He was on first.
So yesterday, they had another one of these big town festivals. Oh, I don't know where, but in Penshawken. And what happened? The same thing. You had people gathering. No authority by the cops, I believe, is one of the root causes of this. Or they feel reluctant to start to break it up. And then it mushrooms. They ended up locking up at least six. Now, some of the names are published because they're barely over 18. So you can do that. Why are we having these things, though? Governor Murphy, his attorney general, remember the true story, the stuff they issued. It goes back to marijuana being made legal. Cops are racist. They can't bust people of color who are adults. They're going to start busting more kids. They have to meet their quotient why they're racist. So we're going to take away their power as a cop to move things along and not let it get out of hand. And now it's Penshawken. It's going to happen every weekend in this area because they really don't have the authority when it's brewing to do too much about it. Then you read the stories. They had to call in other towns and they had to cut the thing short. How many people at how many places can they not connect the dots and say, wait a minute, this is a festival the whole town likes? Be it Gloucester Township last week, Penshawken yesterday, Wildwood, the Boardwalk, Ocean City is willing to take action. What are they going to say? Why are these kids suddenly this empowered to do it? Is it just random? We know why they're empowered to do it.
He was down the shore filming a video promoting one of the great things he's done for New Jersey.
Okay.
And I got to say, it is nice, but just comparatively to what you're talking about, he installed a handicap accessible mats on the beach and was out there with a Cape May official.
They have to take it slow. They're hard. They're low slung, well secured into the sand.
Yeah, that's what he's out there on Twitter doing.
That's okay, but
Come on. If you're already at the shore, do something about another.
He's not going to, because it's not equitable then. Then somebody, these racist cops, will turn on this. So, Mike, the broader point is this. What are these people in places like Pennsauk and Gloucester towns? What the hell are they thinking? When do they wake up and see, like in Gloucester Township, when you have Democrats, progressives there, when you have Murphy, his administration, this is what they're going to give you every single time. It's what they believe in. So don't whine. Don't complain. You're going to blame the police? Are you going to blame the parents? I'm sick of hearing that. That's what I had with that woman last week. Well, her parents, we know that. We know they probably have rotten parents. We know all that. That's why we have cops, because of kids produced by rotten parents who are often rotten kids. That's why we have cops, to protect the rest of us and public order and safety. So I don't want to hear about the parents. That doesn't get us anywhere. I want to know what kind of public force do we have to stop this, ruining it for everybody else. Why is that so hard? It's not. Long-term stuff with rotten parents or uncaring parents, if you prefer, that's going to take a long time to do anything about that. Well, we do have things on the books to do something. We won't do that. What I want is authority to the police to stop these rotten kids from spoiling stuff for everybody else. Why is that? Is that too harsh? Because you know where it leads. It leads to progressives. It leads to what they do. Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. Who knew? No lesson plans. What a school district. You see the real estate agents? Great school district. Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Is it true they don't have lesson plans? Oh, yeah. That makes them better. It's even better. They can hide everything they want from you. You'll never know all the bad stuff. Think about it. As a parent, you'll rest easy.
How do you determine, like, when moving into an area, where a good school district is anymore? Like, me and Maisie had a lot of trouble with that, because the school ratings that you have online now heavily weigh diversity, equity, inclusion curriculum into their ratings. So, you know, that the more that they have of the DEI, the higher the rating.
Yeah, well, that's first thing. If they're going with that as their barometer, I would say, bad, don't go to that one.
But then, do you search out a lower rated school then? Like, did you still want the high-rated school?
Yes. I think those things, though, are kind of made up. They're going to be difficult. I think you got to ask people that you trust. I mean, it takes a little bit longer of a search if it came down to a school district. And again, if they're pretty good, that's going to be enough. It's on you and the kid in the end. You know, if they're abysmal or just the best, quote, the best. I mean, is Pensbury good when they're showing stuff like this and hiding it? I don't know that that's necessarily, you know, what's the level of achievement?
I'm going to see if I can find their school.
Yeah, I mean, so
4.1 out of 5.
Yeah, you don't want to go to the Philadelphia public schools, because even some of their mastermins and all that now are much under the gun because of what they've done. Yeah. I think you got to go with people and ask them, are these pretty decent? Are they pretty good school district? And why do they think that? All right. Randy in West Deptford's been waiting on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Randy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I think I've got a great combo for you.
Sure.
I don't think you can top it in the entertainment world. It goes back to the mid-1950s when two teenage boys met each other and became the best of friends. And they grew up in Liverpool, England.
Okay, go ahead.
Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I think the Stones are better, but I must have the minority opinion there. Now, that is a great combination.
Well,
yeah.
Dom, did the Stones have 29 number one hits in 7 years?
Seems like you got a formidable opponent here now, Dom.
Yeah, well, I would say longevity.
I'm going to see the Stones tomorrow night.
Ah, there you go. But I give too much longevity, maybe. I just think they're more rock music than the Beatles are.
Oh, definitely. Can I give you one quick comment on Trump's initiative to remove the tax on tips? I think it's a great idea, especially for his interracial working class. Blacks and Hispanics are overrepresented in the service industries. How about this for an idea? Eliminating the tax on bank savings accounts.
Ah, yes.
Biden's rich donors don't keep their money in banks. They keep them in Picassos and real estate.
But other than as a winning tactic, which I certainly endorse, why should we center in people getting tips? There's a lot of other jobs that people are lower paid. Are we forgiving their taxes?
All the more reason to do the bank interest, because this country does not save money. We're like on the bottom of the developed countries in saving money. This would be across the board.
But strategically now, I hope Trump doesn't get bored and move past this, because to your point, this plays not just in Nevada. It plays across the board.
Right.
Absolutely, Randy. Thank you.
His interracial working class.
Absolutely. Supporters. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. It works. Even this CBS woman today, Rinaldi, her report this morning indicated she was at the rally. The number of people that said, yeah, I would have to switch on something like that. You know, the argument right away, Congress will never go for it. All right, then we get into it. Who in Congress is going to block this? What party wouldn't want to eliminate that tax? Because Joe Biden believes he's given you something. And then it allows Republicans to say, we want you to keep more of your own money. That's the best thing to do with everybody under every circumstance. Why do we need to go through the government to pay money to get a service that we may not want and or sucks? Why not just keep more of our own money to make our own decisions? The same thing with school choice across the board. And I think the line should not be, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? That was the Reagan line. Now, are you better off under Trump or Biden? Now we finally got something that's unusual, a former president in there. That should work. All right, we're watching Hunter Biden. I think that closing arguments are probably going to end up today because they didn't even put on a witness, and Hunter Biden certainly didn't testify. Tomorrow, or maybe really today, I think they're going to give it to the jury to reach a verdict. I'm betting, Dan, we get the verdict by the end of the show tomorrow or sooner.
Ooh.
That's how clear cut this is. Now, will there be somebody on there? And again, I'll give you right now, just a gut instinct. The thing I can't stand about Hunter Biden the most, there's a lot. He is the face of privilege, this clown, is the weaponization of addiction. He's written columns and all the money he's made off stuff talking about. Yeah, Republicans just want to get at my father by driving me back into addiction. Oh, yeah, that's what we're really trying to do. He has diminished what we celebrate and recognize, people that have overcome all this type of stuff. But the shenanigans of this guy over the years, and the brother, Biden, and Biden himself, they are outlandish. Hard to believe that they got away with this. And now they're hoping in Delaware, which they dominate still, they'll get away with it again. And you have the, and look, this has to be tough. Even I would concede that. You have the stripper woman in Mississippi who did cut a deal with Hunter Biden that if he would be in touch with the daughter, she'd cut the alimony per month substantially. And I think that's happened. Yet Dr. Jill Biden cannot find any way to have any kind of grace toward this. And I realize, given the politics, et cetera, but wouldn't that help her politically, Dan? Wouldn't that be better if they hadn't done the stalking thing and everything else, if they had recognized it? Would people not have to say, other than if they're just trying to go after her? You know, that's something I don't know that I could do. I get it. I get it how hard it has to be.
But legitimizes it, right?
Yeah, but it's a reality. No, it's being legitimized in court that he's having to pay all this money, et cetera. And he apparently Zooms with the little girl once a month or every couple weeks or something. That's an attempted fatherhood. So would it be better for them? Would people say, you know, that's pretty noble. That's got to be tough. That's a messy thing. Look at what he did, but they're trying to make the best of it. Not Dr. Jill Biden, who doesn't get enough negativity thrown her way. Nate Silver's 538. Biden's at about 37.4%. Dropping out would be a big risk, but there's some threshold below which continuing to run is a bigger risk. Are we there yet? I don't know, but it's more fair to ask. Okay, that's fair enough. You know, this guy's cratering. But again, do they believe Kamala Harris would be able to beat President Trump? We have never talked about that one. Do you see any chance of that?
No.
No.
No. She can't.
Okay. Then I come back to my rock solid guarantee. You're not getting her out of there. Yeah, I was talking to someone at the...
The machine's so powerful. Like, what power does she hold?
The power of being someone who's put in there because of being a woman and a minority. And Clyburn, that power. And the fact that, Dan, I just don't see in a million years she's interested in the Supreme Court. I know what you're thinking. It's a lifetime job and all that type of stuff. She's with a billionaire. I mean, she's worth millions, tens of millions.
Here's a name that I think could have a chance sure. against Trump, and I hate to say it, but say they give Kamala a Supreme Court and move in Stacey Abrams.
No. Oh, my God.
No?
Woo, that's a wild
name.
She's
kind of an unknown to a bigger general audience, but I think she could make the impact that you're talking about here.
I think they lose even more potentially there. Oh, man, Trump debating Stacey Abrams. Oh, my goodness, that's interesting. Now, there's only one name out there, Dan, and I would bet anything. We would be here. You can't keep something like this secret. It would be filtering out, and the Obamas would be putting it out there. So maybe we'll start to hear enough sources saying, you know, Michelle Obama, I've heard this, you know, all kind of nuanced stuff.
She's having too much fun making predictive programming movies for
Netflix. That's exactly right. Yes. And saying when they go low, we go high. You know,
We have this discussion all the time. Like, what does Michelle win coming back into the game?
Well, maybe she doesn't see it that way, but to be president, I would literally do anything. Even give up talk radio. Well, maybe I'd lie about that to be back
on. Once it's kind of checked off the bucket list, isn't that one of those things that you don't need to revisit?
Oh, you mean because of the husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
her family's already done it, you know?
Yeah, and you're the first woman, though.
Yeah, but still, I mean...
Okay.
You have the power. Like, you could nudge your husband and say, get this done as the first lady, you know?
If he would drop out, I'd be on board if Hillary tags back in. They put Hillary... I want to see Trump Hillary, too. I know people do. Come on now. Picture that debate.
I mean, does that make you nervous at all?
No. In the end, her personality, Dan, whatever, people see through it.
You know?
She's smart enough, tough enough in a lot of different ways. Ideologically, we differ, but the personality, she can't hide it.
A real person.
No, you're not. She can't fake it. She's just not good enough at it, and it won't work. So
I'm the only candidate which has a policy about how to bring economic opportunity using clean, renewable energy as the key into coal country, because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. Right, Tim?
I'm glad you played that one. That's the first time I think you ever played it. We used to play that a lot. So Nate Silver's pretty sharp. He's been pretty much right in the past. What he's ignoring, Dan, it doesn't matter to the Bidens. She wants to stay there. He wants to stay there. There are a whole quack of people with inordinate power right now in the White House they wouldn't have with a president who didn't need a caretaker. I know people are thrilled with this, you know, the excitement of Biden dropping out, but I, in a million years, don't think you're going to see that. And they're not going to tag Kamala Harris in. Maybe we ought to be lighting candles for that. You imagine a Kamala Harris-Trump debate? Oh, my God. It's just amazing. Then they'd have to tag in a VP choice. Whew.
Kamala Harris candle circle.
Yeah, it's the Venn. She brings up the Venn diagrams, and then Trump goes off. In fact, here is a Trump moment yesterday. Here's President Trump telling us what it would be like, this is cut 19B, if the Biden teleprompter did not work.
He's got the thinnest neck I've ever seen, how it holds up that head.
Could you imagine if Biden was up? He's no good with a teleprompter. He's the worst I've seen. But could you imagine if the teleprompters went off? Here's Biden. He wouldn't even say anything because he's incapable. He'd probably go pause, you know, pause. How about when he's reading the teleprompter and then they say pause, meaning, you know, maybe you'll get about three people clapping. And he goes pause. No, he just walk off the stage like this. Oh.
He's going to hunched over a walk at the end of the stage. Wrong way.
Yeah, apparently
this guy is the worst.
Trump's teleprompter wasn't working, so he threatened not to pay the guy. Oh, man. And then he said, watch, they'll say I don't pay small contractors. Should we revisit that? Come on now. Not a good thing to do. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. By the way, President Trump today, I think it's done. We don't have information on it yet. Did the probation interview, I think by Zoom, with his parole agent.
Oh, that would be fascinating.
Oh, my God. The stuff he probably said to this guy, just shooting the breeze with him. Are you remorseful? I don't know if that's what they ask you. I bet we have somebody out there that's had to do that first parole interview. What do they ask you? What's the leading question? What are they trying to determine that they're going to report back to the judge?
Oh.
So, Dan, you're still solidly in the camp, though. He's dropping out.
Yeah.
Okay, good. It gives a nice tension to the show. Nate Silver is pleading with him to do it, but he's been pleading since November to do it. How's that going? And I just don't see anything that they would say or how they would convince him. Once you get there, you're not going to leave. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, Dom. Do you ever wake up in the morning?
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Of addiction. He's written columns and all the money he's made off stuff talking about. Yeah, Republicans just want to get at my father by driving me back into addiction. Oh, yeah, that's what we're really trying to do. He has diminished what we celebrate and recognize, people that have overcome all this type of stuff. But the shenanigans of this guy over the years, and the brother, Biden, and Biden himself, they are outlandish. Hard to believe that they got away with this. And now they're hoping in Delaware, which they dominate still, they'll get away with it again. And you have the, and look, this has to be tough. Even I would concede that. You have the stripper woman in Mississippi who did cut a deal with Hunter Biden that if he would be in touch with the daughter, she'd cut the alimony per month substantially. And I think that's happened. Yet Dr. Jill Biden cannot find any way to have any kind of grace toward this. And I realize, given the politics, et cetera, but wouldn't that help her politically, Dan? Wouldn't that be better if they hadn't done the stalking thing and everything else, if they had recognized it? Would people not have to say, other than if they're just trying to go after her? You know, that's something I don't know that I could do. I get it. I get it how hard it has to be.
But legitimizes it, right?
Yeah, but it's a reality. No, it's being legitimized in court that he's having to pay all this money, et cetera. And he apparently Zooms with the little girl once a month or every couple weeks or something. That's an attempt at fatherhood. So would it be better for them? Would people say, you know, that's pretty noble. That's got to be tough. That's a messy thing. Look at what he did, but they're trying to make the best of it. Not Dr. Jill Biden, who doesn't get enough negativity thrown her way. Nate Silver's 538. Biden's at about 37.4%. Dropping out would be a big risk, but there's some threshold below which continuing to run is a bigger risk. Are we there yet? I don't know, but it's more fair to ask. Okay, that's fair enough. You know, this guy's cratering. But again, do they believe Kamala Harris would be able to beat President Trump? We have never talked about that one. Do you see any chance of that?
No.
No?
No, she can't.
Okay.
No,
then
way.
I come back to my rock-solid guarantee, you're not getting her out of there. Yeah, I was talking to someone at the...
The machine's so powerful. Like, what power does she hold?
The power of being someone who's put in there because of being a woman and a minority. And Clyburn, that power. And the fact that, Dan, I just don't see in a million years she's interested in the Supreme Court. I know what you're thinking. It's a lifetime job and all that type of stuff. She's with a billionaire. I mean, she's worth millions, tens of millions.
Here's a name that I think could have a chance against Trump, and I hate to say it, but say they give Kamala a Supreme Court and move in Stacey Abrams.
No. No? Oh, my God.
No?
Woo, that's a wild
name.
She's
kind of an unknown to a bigger general audience, but I think she could make the impact that you're talking about here.
I think they lose even more potentially there. Oh, man, Trump debating Stacey Abrams. Oh, my goodness, that's interesting. Now, there's only one name out there, Dan, and I would bet anything. We would be here. You can't keep something like this secret. It would be filtering out, and the Obamas would be putting it out there. So maybe we'll start to hear enough sources saying, Michelle Obama, I've heard this, all kind of nuanced stuff.
She's having too much fun making predictive programming movies for Netflix.
That's exactly right. Yes, and saying when they go low, we go high.
We have this discussion all the time. Like, what does Michelle win coming back into the game?
Well, maybe she doesn't see it that way, but to be president, I would literally do anything. Even give up talk radio. Well, maybe I'd lie about that to be back on.
I feel like once it's kind of checked off the bucket list, isn't that one of those things that you don't need to revisit?
Oh, you mean because of the husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
her family's already done it,
Yeah, and you're the first woman, though.
Yeah, but still, I mean...
Okay.
You have the power. Like, you could nudge your husband and say, get this done as the first lady,
If he would drop out, I'd be on board if Hillary tags back in. They put Hillary... I want to see Trump-Hillary, too. I know people do. Come on, now. Picture that debate.
Does that make you nervous at all?
No. In the end, her personality, Dan, whatever, people see through it. She's smart enough, tough enough in a lot of different ways. Ideologically, we differ, but, the personality, she can't hide it.
I am a real person.
No, you're not. She can't fake it. She's just not good enough at it, and it won't work. So
I'm the only candidate which has a policy about how to bring economic opportunity using clean, renewable energy as the key into coal country, because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. Right, Tim?
I'm glad you played that one. That's the first time I think you ever played it. We used to play that a lot. So Nate Silver is pretty sharp. He's been pretty much right in the past. What he's ignoring, Dan, it doesn't matter to the Bidens. She wants to stay there. He wants to stay there. There are a whole quack of people with inordinate power right now in the White House they wouldn't have with a president who didn't need a caretaker. I know people are thrilled with this, the excitement of Biden dropping out, but I in a million years don't think you're going to see that. And they're not going to tag Kamala Harris in. You got to maybe we ought to be lighting candles for that. Can you imagine a Kamala Harris-Trump debate? Oh, my God. It's just amazing. Then they'd have to tag in a VP choice. Whew.
Kamala Harris candle circle.
Yeah, the Venn. She brings up the Venn diagrams, and then Trump goes off. In fact, here is a Trump moment yesterday. Here's President Trump telling us what it would be like, this is cut 19B, if the Biden teleprompter did not work.
He's got the thinnest neck I've ever seen, how it holds up that head.
Could you imagine if Biden was up? He's no good with a teleprompter. He's the worst I've seen. But could you imagine if the teleprompters went off? Here's Biden. He wouldn't even say anything because he's incapable. He'd probably go pause, pause. How about when he's reading the teleprompter and then they say pause, meaning, maybe you'll get about three people clapping. And he goes pause. No, he just walk off the stage like this. Oh.
He's going to hunched over a walk at the end of the stage. Wrong way.
Yeah, apparently
this
Trump's,
guy is the worst.
Trump's teleprompter wasn't working, so he threatened not to pay the guy. Oh, man. And then he said, watch, they'll say I don't pay small contractors. Should we revisit that? Come on now. Not a good thing to do. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. By the way, President Trump today, I think it's done. We don't have information on it yet. Did the probation interview, I think by Zoom, with his parole agent.
Oh, that would be fascinating.
Oh, my God. The stuff he probably said to this guy, just shooting the breeze with him. Are you remorseful? I don't know if that's what they ask you. I bet we have somebody out there that's had to do that first parole interview. What do they ask you? What's the leading question? What are they trying to determine that they're going to report back to the judge?
Oh.
So, Dan, you're still solidly in the camp, though. He's dropping out.
Yeah.
Okay, good. It gives a nice tension to the show. Nate Silver is pleading with him to do it, but he's been pleading since November to do it. How's that going? And I just don't see anything that they would say or how they would convince him. Once you get there, you're not going to leave. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, Dom. Do you ever wake up in the morning and feel that you're in bizarro world? I mean, the Democrats used to love the Russians, and now they don't anymore. And they always said that American education system sucks because the parents won't come in and engage with the teachers and discuss what the lesson plan is. Now they're saying the education system sucks because the parents keep coming in and discussing the education system with the teachers, and the teachers don't like it anymore.
All right, wait a minute. I want to get you on record. Sign off to what you just said there so I'm not a plagiarist. I'm going to put that in a column. That's a good. That's exactly right, Earl.
You're more than welcome to use it.
Thank you, Dan. Write that down. Official. Stamp it.
Just give me a byline.
Yes, on a roof, on a roof in Tacony. Earl, yes.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.